Hi, this is Jolynn Braley, the FAT release coach. You can find me at fearlessfatloss.com and stophidingbehindthefat.com. And on the line right now, I have Lisa from Key West. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jolynn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very, very good.
Good. Welcome to the call. And Lisa, we have some folks out there who are listening in on the call who may be where you used to be. I would really like to know, going back in time to that time before we even started working together and before you did the Stop Hiding Behind the Fat process to get to the place where your actions are effortless for you to release the fat and keep it off without struggle and get to this place where you have permanent weight loss, meaning that it's just no longer a struggle to live a healthy lifestyle and to live in the body that you want and to create that body for yourself. So going back to that time before we did meet, what was your biggest struggle back then with food and your weight?
So the biggest struggle for me was having very obsessive daily thoughts about food, almost unable to sort of see myself as I saw myself then as an addict, a true food addict, that couldn't break apart my life from food. And I came to stop hiding behind the fat, just completely exhausted from all of the mental anguish of just not being able to and not being able to sort of calm that obsessive thinking about food, and as a result, also having sort of the very negative self-image views that I had about my body as a result of that unhealthy relationship with food.
Wow. Okay. So you actually saw yourself as a food addict, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And all of these obsessive thoughts about food, and you mentioned that you felt totally exhausted by all of it, which I can relate to having been there in the past myself.
Yeah.
And what is this like for you today? How is it for you today with food and your weight, with this whole topic, after going through this process to stop hiding behind the fat?
So what was absolutely wonderful about going through the course and going through each week was all the sort of breaking it apart and developing the ability to go inward while working with you, to break apart sort of the obsessiveness or the obsessive compulsive sort of feelings with food, and really just work on what I can do to feel better about myself. And that sort of enabled or allowed all of that to start washing away week by week. And where I'm at today, I'm not walking around or thinking about food 24/7. I'm having what I completely feel now are just like normal everyday interactions with food. And I check in to see if I'm hungry. And if I'm not, there's no emotional connection or question about who I am in relation to food. It's almost like, am I Am I able to hear clearly in this room with a stereo on? Yes or no? Am I hungry? Yes or no? There's just no emotional charge around it. And it is just such a freeing feeling, because what it gives me now is just all of the space and time to be able to just focus on doing things that make me feel good about myself, and just really feel normal.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, to go from...
What's so amazing is I just really never thought that was possible for me. I really didn't. I mean, this has been a lifelong thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not... It's just so free.
And just to share with the listeners, when you say that was a lifelong thing for you, the obsession with the food and feeling like you were a food addict, exactly how many years were you stuck in that struggle with the food and with your weight?
I would say that it's been approximately 23 years.
23 years?
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, and to be free of that now, it makes it a little more understandable why you said that you didn't used to believe that it was possible for you, but here you are now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Living the possibility, living it, being it.
Yeah. And how, what has been the biggest impact after having this outcome of being free of this obsession? How has this most impacted your actions that you take to allow your ideal body to manifest? Meaning that, you know, the actions that you take to eat in the way that feels healthy to you and that you know is allowing the excess physical fat to come off, and the physical actions to exercise. How has this best helped you to take all those actions without struggle and without any big battle?
So I think the greatest part about it is, for me personally, losing weight always meant having to just drastically change my life or pull back from social interactions where I'd have to worry about food and what others would think, or, you know, almost like I'd have to kind of hole up or something like that to lose weight. And what I'm finding right now is that I can just be integrated, actually more integrated than I feel like I ever have been, in social situations involving food and alcohol and, you know, all the good stuff in life, and not really have to spend time worrying about it. I'm just more engaged in living rather than, you know, being disengaged and in fear.
And Lisa, are you able to live like this, what you just described, and still have the body you want, still allow the weight to come off and stay off?
Yeah, absolutely. Just the other day, a group of us went out to this incredible ceremony. It was the commissioning of a new ship, and there were several hundred people, and, you know, we went out to a nice dinner afterwards, after the ceremony, and what I got to see myself do was, you know, I got to go to the same restaurant everyone was attending, I got to order what I wanted to eat, eat as much as I wanted, and, you know, leave whatever on my plate that they didn't want. and make all the choices that actually supported my health and supported me losing weight. There were tons of deep fried and fattening, you know, things all around that people were sharing. And I really just had no interest in, you know, indulging in that. And there was nothing wrong with it. And there was nothing I felt that I was depriving myself of. I was just naturally just making choices for myself and my health. And I walked away feeling good, not full, and continued the night with friends. So, you know, everyone probably ate, you know, ate and drank an additional 1,000 calories than I did. But I was still part of, you know, everything that was going on and had an incredible night. So even in that moment, I'm living out the specific actions that I want to take to continue to lose weight.
Very cool. And you know what? I just am curious, if you were to go back and relive that same experience, the same experience that you just had with the ship, the dinner, the friends, but if you'd never gone through this process to stop hiding behind the fat, to get out of your own way, to, you know, never done any of this work, what would that same experience would have been, what would that have been like for you?
This is how that would have gone instead. I would have already partaken in the desserts and the drinks that were offered at the end of the ceremony. And then we would have, and during the ceremony when I was feeling hungry, actually that's really where it started. It had been many hours, and that initial pang of hunger would have sort of started a panic for me. And that would have started the whole obsessive, you know, spiral for the rest of the evening, and that would have defined what was going on in my head, as opposed to actually enjoying being in that moment and seeing what was going on around me. So that's where it would have started, and then it would have continued with me eating whatever desserts were available afterwards, because it would have been the first food that I'd be able to have after many, many hours of not eating. And then by the time we got to the dinner, I would have felt completely entitled to eat whatever I would have wanted, because I had not eaten for, you know, 9 hours at that point. So it just would have, you know, spiraled farther down, because then I know that I would have chosen things that, in that sort of self-entitled mode, that would mean that they could be high fattening and tons of, extra calories that I didn't need. And then that would have continued with a further spiral of feeling guilty about eating all of that. And that's really, I wouldn't have really been partaking in too much conversation with folks, because I'd be thinking more about that than talking to folks about their life and you know, engaging in really awesome conversation.
And then what would you have done when you'd gone home in the past?
Then I would have probably have gone home feeling just completely, completely negative and depressed. And I probably would have eaten some more, actually. That's what I would have done. I would have gone home and eaten more.
And since that's not you anymore, is it?
No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all. What? Woohoo!
And so what was your experience like going home after this event? Since you have actually...
Just fully content, just with the whole evening. Totally exhausted, because it was a long day from 6 in the morning to probably about 11:30 at night, 12 midnight. And all there was left for me to do was get ready for bed and get a good night's sleep. Which is perfect. Quiet.
That's awesome, Lisa. I got a lot out of that, and I know that others listening will also, the ones who can identify with the obsession, and also it's a common thing for folks to avoid social situations altogether.
Yeah.
And then if they do go and they're in that struggle that you used to be in, not only do they do what you describe, but then also go home and it continues, just like you said. So
yeah.
I just congratulate you on stepping up for yourself and going through this process to stop hiding behind the fat, to get to the root of what was driving those past behaviors, the obsession and everything that was going on there. And coming out to this other side where you are now, where you are free and you actually are losing weight and you're still able to go out with your friends and live a life and, as you called it, just be normal with food.
Yeah. Well, thank you for, you know, engaging in this work and sharing the tools that you do, because this has been extraordinary for me. So thank you. This is great.
Good. Thank you. And thank you for your appreciation. I tell you, it's when I hear what you're sharing right now, Lisa, that even gives me the inspiration to continue helping others who are in that place that you used to be in, because I find that very exciting that, I mean, there really are no limits once you get out of your own way. The only problem is that most people are not able to get out of their own way on their own, because we all have those blind spots, no matter who you are, no matter how accomplished you are, just like you. I mean, being very highly accomplished in your work life, very smart woman. And then we still have these blind spots, though, which good for you for allowing a coach, in this case it was me, to help you, you know, get out of your own way there and really get to that other side. And congratulations to you, though, for taking the action with all of the tools and all of the steps that I led you through. Because if you hadn't taken action with what I gave you, then where would you be right now?
Yeah, just talking about it.
And what kind of results would you have gotten?
Very little. They would have all been, you know, tomorrow I'll get to it. Tomorrow I'll get to it.
Right.
As opposed to today.
Yeah.
Someday in the future versus now.
Yeah. I call that Tomorrowland or Someday Itis.
Yeah, Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm. But good for you.
Someday Itis is.
Exactly.
Luckily for me, I can get all this rich experience of doing this stuff, so I can carry me forward for, you know, for as long as I'm breathing.
Right. Yeah. And just two other quick questions here. I'm just curious, outside of the food and weight topic, what was the biggest transformation in any area of your life overall that came as a result of doing this work to stop hiding behind the fat?
The number one biggest transformation for me was in having just completely redefining my relationship with my mom. And just having an incredible, incredible time visiting her for close to a month. And I know that, you know, everyone's got different family situations. But, you know, that isn't something I typically would have done over the course of the last 15 years, and or even up to you know, a few months ago. And that was one of the most rewarding things. That was a complete unexpected byproduct of this process.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you have more to say there?
I just said, and totally amazing. Totally awesome, amazing, wonderful joy.
That's really cool. Yeah, and would you have ever thought that doing this work to stop hiding behind the fat would have totally transformed your relationship with your mother?
No. I absolutely would not have. That is not what was on my agenda when I signed up with you. So that was a total bonus. Total freebie.
Yeah.
Bonus. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the last question for that one person out there who's listening to this right now and can totally identify with you. You know, this is a woman who is smart, she's successful, and she is, you know, wondering why she hasn't been able to get this food and weight thing together. And she can identify with the obsession that you described, and she would love to have the freedom that you're living now, and even better, to have some bonus side effects, whether that's transforming other relationships or some other bonuses. But mainly, she wants to become free of the obsession with food and her weight, and she wants to be able to be normal with food. What would be the most important thing that you feel is important right now to share with her? Somebody who's like you, where you used to be.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to just in making the decision to try something that you've never done before, allow those feelings of vulnerability and, you know, being out sort of on the branches of the unknown and being outside of your comfort zone to guide you, because it takes a little bit of giving up that safety and of, you know, the comfort of knowing the fear that you live with every day. It takes putting that aside and going out a little bit out in the unknown, which you've likely done before in other parts of your life, and just trust that this process, if you allow yourself to just engage, this process will absolutely reveal to you, or allow you to reveal to yourself, what you have within you that is going to be your strength and courage that will eventually be the voice that will help you guide you through it. You'll find that voice within you. And, you know, once you find that voice, you know, it'll always be there. But you're just going to have to, you know, let go a little bit.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Thank you. That's lovely. And I know that you have been heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to go to tap 4 right now. So it's been
what
great.
Was that? What was that?
I
want
to go to the mountaintop. I'd like to go to the mountaintop in war right now, because that voice is so strong within me now.
Oh, yeah. Well, and could you use that voice even before you get to the mountaintop?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. I see it doesn't have to come out vocally, you know, it comes out through my actions, through my interactions, you know. It can be a very strong voice in a very subtle way, too, you know. So, yeah absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. For those of you who would love to have this freedom and even what Lisa's describing right now, having this voice and being able to speak it and be it and also be normal with food, and of course create the body that you want for yourself and do it without struggle. If you are serious about achieving permanent weight loss without struggle, to get all of the benefits that come along with that, being able to drop the fat, keep it off, do it all without depriving yourself, without forcing yourself to diet, to actually enjoy the process and allow the fat to drop off and stay off, then your next step is to fill out an application for a one-on-one complimentary call with me. And where you would do that is at fearlessfatloss.com/call. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing all that you did today. I have total confidence that those who hear you and resonate with you will also move forward and jump at the chance to get the results that you've gotten. And once again, I want to congratulate you on your results because they came as a result of you taking action. You know, it's that old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You know, that old saying. but I just want to reemphasize and acknowledge you for getting to where you are. Yes, you had my help and my guidance and my coaching and all of that good stuff. I'll acknowledge that. And at the same time, though, without your willingness and without you stepping up for you and without you following through with the tools I gave you, you just wouldn't be where you are. And that's so important to acknowledge for yourself. It's a huge part of your personal empowerment and your free will, and I acknowledge you for that. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you, Jillian. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And thanks for being on the call.
Excellent.